We're visiting with Brad Nichols. You guys have some exciting news about a sale coming up. Brad, could you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes, we have our annual beef auction. This year is going to be online due to the coronavirus scare, but it is, like I said, annual auction that the FFA kids and 4-H kids put together every year, raise steers specifically for this auction. It is coming up Thursday, this coming Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m., and it is online.
Tell us a little bit about the kids that are actually in this sale.
Okay, yes, they are, like I said, 4-H kids, FFA kids from the Okmulgee County.
We're doing it all online, right?
That is correct, yeah. We do have people on hand to take phone bids if they're not comfortable using the internet.
How does this sale, how had this previously worked in the past?
Previously, we've always had it in person.
Okay.
At the fairgrounds there every year. But like I said, this year, you know, we can't have any more than 10 people at a time. And usually we have a pretty decent turnout, you know, somewhere between 75 and 100 people.
Part of this is to benefit the folks that didn't get to sell their animals previously, correct?
That is correct. You know, this program is set up just for this. So these were raised for specifically for this program, for this auction. But so it's a great organization with the Cattlemen's Zoo for us. Gives the kids a chance to sell their animals to make the money to be able to purchase their animals for next year. And they've worked hard since early spring, late summer last year, raising these animals up to the specific weights needed to complete the program. Like I said, all the sales are 100% for the kids, go to the kids to be able to purchase next year's animals.
And otherwise, they wouldn't be able to do this, correct?
That is correct. You know, otherwise, they're trying to get rid of them on their own. And at this time of year, with all the shows and everything ending, it makes it really tough to try to get rid of animals. And, you know, like I said, this is a way for everyone, you know, local or in Oklahoma, to be able to fill their freezer full of meat for, you know, cheaper than supermarket prices and have some, you know, some quality animals that are fed and raised just for this, just one purpose, you know.
You know, yeah, exactly where this beef came from.
You know exactly where beef came from. You know its age structure. You know it's these are majority of them are between 14 and 18 month old steers. So as far as, you know, age wise, they're still nice and tender. They're old enough to have some marbling, but young enough to keep their tenderness.
Well, tell everybody how they can see the calves and go online and bid so these kiddos can get their money.
LMAauctions.com is who we're putting the auction through, or who the auction is going through. They can go and register through their website. It's going to be under Shakota Livestock Market is the website on that page under Shakota. You can register there, and there's also a link on there to be able to actually view the carcass. Actually, that's a picture of the ribeyes for each one of them. All carcasses have been graded, so there will be a grading on each one of them, and they range from, I think this year we had a prime, a low prime, a majority of them hit choice, and just a few select, so we had a great year for the grading on that. So the Shakota Livestock Market, LMAauctions.com, and it starts at 7 p.m.
And folks should get registered by noon so
by
that
noon,
they can bid online.
That way, they do go through there. They do ask for some information. There's no bank information, like, you know, bank numbers. They do ask for who your bank is and a loan rep with the bank. But other than that, they're just going to kind of look at that, make sure that people have the information, and then they will email you your okay to be able to purchase. And they are taking credit cards. Usually it's a check or cash.
Okay.
So there are credit cards being accepted this year, which will help some people out, kind of some trying times right now. So it'll be nice to kind of spread out over the few months if need be.
Well, and this is like a good news feel. Like this is something can do for those kiddos. They've been raising these animals, and now they're going to get the profits.
And then, you know, these animals, they have to be shown. So they have to be broken to show and everything. So these kids have spent a lot of time with these animals, getting them ready to be able to show and just feeding. You know, all the animals have to make a minimum weight of 1,000 pounds to be eligible to be in the sale at the end of the year. So, you know, it's been a tough year with all the weather, getting them fed out. These kids that made it in, they have worked their tails off to get to this point to be able to make it in.